This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election. Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
See, that projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Felt like we've been here before. We've done this, been there, done that. And this relates to, obviously, this week, the news cycle has been dominated by what? The events that happened in Charlottesville, Virginia. Not seemingly happy, uplifting, cheery events, I'll admit. Although I like to try and take it to that place, but I acknowledge that this week I have, I don't know if I've let the anger get to me or the frustration get to me on the subject. I think I've tried to take it to a different place, Super Don, and I know this has been impacting you because we've been on planet Earth long enough as early Gen Xers to see these things over and over in our lifetime, in this lifetime. I'm not even talking multiple lifetimes at the moment. You remember the early 70s and, well, even before when we were really young in the 60s, you know, a lot of the race riots that were happening, a lot of movements for civil rights, the prejudice, the black, white, the opportunities, different things like that. And we've seen a lot of changes in our lifetime. Of course, we had a president who happened to be a lot more pigment than all previous presidents combined, perhaps. And that seemingly was a watershed event, although the politics of it, you know, were not so clean and neat and nice. But the symbolism was great, right? Symbolism over substance. And if I talk substance, which we like to do here, and I do like to talk energy as well as a homeopath, but have we accomplished enough, or are we backsliding into this whole thing of like everybody's a racist? Everybody, you know, I like the selection to open the show tonight, Super Don, with the Three Dog Night, Black and White. I mean, listen, this is not me saying, oh, I'm above and beyond anything. I'm not. But my best friend from Jamaica, all right? In high school, in Stone Mountain, this is where they want to take who's on the Stonewall Jackson, like three Confederate generals. They want to now erase it, or some people are calling to erase that historical monument. In the midst of that, I grew up as a Jewish kid in a very southern place where it was the home of the modern Klan, in a sense, not the origin point. And yeah, there was prejudice against black people and Jewish people and all kinds of folks. But we found a way to make friends beyond it. And, yeah, there were rednecks that I knew that would talk some stuff that I'd be uncomfortable with because their parents did, and perhaps their parents did. But I thought, you know, hey, Gen X transitions, millennials don't seem to be as color conscious, and yet we have something that happens, I believe, via manipulation from above and beyond. And I don't mean the Creator manipulating us at this point, but some other lower connection point, and inflaming people. And making us believe everybody is out to get us, everybody is just one tinderbox ready to, you know, have a race war or a race riot. And Super Don, I know you've seen it, you're feeling it, and I'd like to obviously get beyond it, but I want to acknowledge what you've been going through as well. If you don't mind, just let the folks in on what's happening with Super Don.
Yeah.
Well, you know, look, it's part of the hazardous job requirement for us when we're putting these shows together is we have to be connected to what's going on in the media. And as much as I will admit, you know, I put on this air sometimes of, you know, like, oh, I can go through the media and I can read the stories and I'm impervious to it. No, not really.
I mean, worry about you, Superman.
For the most part.
You do. You have to get down in the morass, man, the swamp, the stuff. I'm like, well, dude, I just hope you can make it.
For the most part, it's just a bunch of intellectual cheese whiz, as Jerry used to say. You know, it's being squirted in everybody's ear. But, you know, look, what's happened over the last few days with this situation originating in Charlottesville, it's now spread all over the place. I mean, you know, Dallas and Chicago and Alabama and New York, and everybody is going through this thing where you know, they're wanting to tear down all these monuments, and people are attempting to try and dig up graves of Confederate soldiers. And I mean, it's insane. It's just insane. And so what I like to do sometimes when things get real heavy is I turn to music as a way to try and process things. And so that song that we opened up with today, you know, goes back to the 70s. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of music from that era that was all about harmony and racial harmony and people, you know, getting together and focusing on what really matters and what's important and all this kind of stuff. And so it was kind of a cool experience because, like you said in the open, haven't we been here before? This is like deja vu. It's like, you know, why is this going on? And so, you know, when I'm looking at the news, I have to believe, man, I have to believe that we haven't taken a step back as a country, that what we're witnessing here is this inflaming of two fringe, obscure segments of society that are doing this and dancing in front of the camera. And I do think it does have effect on people in general because we can't escape social media for the most part. You know, I mean, it's ingrained into our psyche, into our society. And I think right now what people need to do, if you're feeling affected by this as much as I am, is we need to start focusing on what's the solution here. How do you deal with just the negative energy that is just emanating from every electronic device around you at this point over what's happening here?
Well, you know, one word, two syllables, unplug. And I know you can't do it technically because, you know, you're helping me to prep this show every night, and that's why.
Well, and I'm not complaining. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not whining.
Listen,
but
I know ultimately you do love what you do. That's not the thing. But there are times where these stories are burdensome, are they not?
Let's just assume that the average person needs to stay connected for some reason. I mean, it's good to unplug when you can, but not everybody can.
Yeah.
And so for the people that do need to try and navigate this, I think, you know, the question has to be posed, how do you not let this affect you to the point that you just want to close the drapes and stay in bed all day?
Yeah. Well, I think that we're like having an acid trip flashback, right, to the 60s and 70s when a lot of this was being pushed. And, you know, that music brought me back as well to that. Yet there's so much advancement and consciousness shift since then, but there are those, you want to call them demonic energies, devil people. I don't know how, I don't care what you call them, but they really foment this angst and anger, and they feed off of it. I mean, they really feed off of that emotional, the fear, everything that's being ratcheted up right now. Now, I know if we get together, left alone, right, not by people who are wanting to manipulate us from beyond, we figure out ways to get along because it's in our best interest, right? I remember, like, talking to my mom, who was born when it was Palestine, became Israel. And, of course, I asked her about her childhood at that time, and she lived through the 1967 war for independence and, you know, all of the things. I say, Mom, how was it with the Jews and the Arabs at the time, right? When you remember your childhood. And her memory, you know, we would all be out at cafes. We'd be, you know, laughing, dancing, singing, you know, we'd trade. You know, it was just humans interacting with humans. They were different, but they, you know, found a way to get along. Until there are globalists that like to trot out, you know, how we say, they have different agendas that are different from you and me. You know, one-on-one, getting together with one person or a group of people that you have friends and you kind of get to know one another. Again, it's our best interest to say, hey, let's unplug from what their narrative is, which they're saying everybody's a racist. If you listen to some of these left-wing shows, they call Trump a racist. They call anybody who sympathizes with conservative values a racist. I mean, there's no way you can get on with that. But if you take it outside of that realm and you just speak one-on-one, again, you'll find out your best friends could be of different countries, cultures, religions, races, etc. Right? And I said it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got, you know, my background, Jewish heritage, Ty Bollinger, my best buddy. He's a deeply devout Christian heritage. Our other good buddy, Dr. Rasha Bittar, Islamic background, Pakistani background. And we come together because, you know, we have this shared love of healing, of helping others. And there are ways to bridge what the media calls the divide that can't be bridged. And even in right-wing talk radio, it's at fault too, isn't it? Because sometimes it falls into collectivist traps. And it begins to call everybody by the group that they're a member of. And you can recognize that certain philosophies or theologies may be disgusting to you, but if you get beyond what you call that group and you individually interact with them one-on-one, you'll find that as the humanity, in a good way, is quite distinct and different from the dogma of their church, synagogue, or mosque very often, or almost every time. And so I think it is developing those interpersonal relationships that we don't have, but we think we have on social media. Those aren't real in that same sense. Now, beyond that, I talk about spiritual practices, whatever they be for you. Finding a way to get into prayerful meditation, contemplation, singing sacred songs and sounds, whatever gets you out of, because if you're still having to do what Superdon does, you're watching all this, you're reading all of this, you can't help but be impacted by it. Yet, if we were to believe the media, even in talk radio, we haven't really achieved much. We're still, you know, floating in the era of the civil rights movement and trying to fight for every little scrap or morsel of freedom if we're different from one another. But I said this yesterday that can get controversial. How long or how many times does the oppressed have to become the oppressor to become the oppressed to figure out that, you know, we've done this dance before? And I love what you brought up with the music of the 60s, 70s on this issue, because it reminds me that we have lived many lifetimes in this lifetime. We have seen many things transform and change, and we have the opportunity by forgetting it, by destroying monuments, by burning books, to neglect the past to our detriment, because then we are doomed to repeat it. And I guess that's what we're not going to do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You up for that, Super Don? You good with that?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Okay. All right, so we'll leave it there until next hour with Ty Bollinger. In fact, Mike Adams has a great piece on how the alt-right, alt-left are really being played by the same, or they're playing the same game and keeping it fomenting. We don't like to do that here. But for now, we like sweetness in life, but we don't like artificial sweetness in life, particularly if it's a chlorine-based molecule named Splenda.
Stand by. Did you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We got the notes up, Superdon. Are they up yet?
I don't even know. Forget to check before the show. RobertScottBell.com. Speaking of millennials, Cap Morgan usually helps us out there, which is great. And lots of things, including the truth about vaccines, which we're going to get to. Now, one of the things, if you have a swimming pool, and you also have this artificial sweetener called Splenda, take that Splenda and dump it into your swimming pool right now. Do not eat it. Do not drink it. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200 worth of Splenda. It's expensive. I know it's an expensive way to chlorinate your pool, but that's what it could and should be used for. If you're going to use chlorine-based cleansing agents for your swimming pool, I would rather use copper ionization units, or even the salt-based chemistry that where they run an electrolytic current through the salt to split it would be a much, much safer way of interacting with a chlorine-based pool or a clean pool, let's just say that. I have an issue with all of the art. I have issues. Super Don, who knew I had issues? Apparently, I have issues with psychiatrists who call me orthorexic because I like to eat clean organic food. I guess I have issues with synthetic chemistry as it is sold through health food stores with synthetic supplementation, which is not whole foods. I have issues with the artificial sweeteners, right? If you're going to want something sweet, make sure it's, you know, a whole organic sweetener. That would be sugar that contains all of the minerals. That doesn't happen, of course, because most sugar is refined and it's white and it's devoid of all the minerals that would make it usable and viable and somewhat safer. And this is not me advocating drinking and eating sugary sweets all of the time. But the greatest invention of the 20th century was not artificial sweeteners. In fact,
aspartame, if you remember that, NutraSweet, NutraPoison, it was considered on a long list, but it was a short list, in fact, of potential chemical warfare agents by the Pentagon in the 60s and 70s, before it was eventually approved as a sweetener. Yeah, they did that. So there's more when they figure out, hey, look, this molecule tastes sweet. What is it? Well, it's a chlorine-based combination formula, but hey, it tastes sweet. Screw it. Don't tell anybody about the chlorine. Let's call it Splenda. It will be splendid. And, of course, in the studies on rats didn't do so good. Didn't do so well. Either way, you figure it out, millennials. There were a lot of problems with this Splenda, this chlorine-based sweetener. There's five right here that I'm going to list for you. We've got our friends at Green Med Info, Sayer G, listing them easily for you. Number one, it's toxic and carcinogenic. It's shown to be. Of course, the thing is, people say, well, it's just chemicals and they've altered them. What's the big deal, right? You've got carbon, you've got oxygen, you've got hydrogen, you've got nitrogen. You find out all these things and you've got periodic tables of elements. You throw them together and you go, well, it's in a way that has never before been put together in the natural world. And then you should pause and say, I wonder how my body, my microbiome will interact with that. Knowing that chlorine is used to disinfect things, how might it impact my microbiome? And then if it destroys my gut, how then will I assimilate the nutrients and the minerals necessary to protect me against the toxic onslaught of better living through chemistry? I think it's a reasonable question to ask, Super Don, don't you?
Sounds reasonable to me, for sure.
Trying to be reasonable. So you wonder why this stuff is, like, not good for you. Number two, it increases risks of diabetes and obesity. They're actually referencing the trials where they showed a 20% increase in insulin levels, 22% peak insulin secretion rate, 7% in insulin. I mean, there's problems here, how it's interacting with the liver and the pancreas as well. It harms the GI tract, which I just mentioned. If you know chlorine, that's what it does. It's going to cleanse stuff. Do you really want your gut cleansed with chlorine just to have a sweet taste in your, I don't know, what do people put Splenda in? Do they put it in their coffee?
Oh, yeah. Whatever you would put sugar in.
Right. And then it contaminates breast milk. It doesn't contain breast milk. It contaminates breast milk. So, moms, if you're thinking you're doing yourself a favor by avoiding sugar while you're breastfeeding your child, apparently these chlorine-based sweeteners end up in the breast milk, and that could be harmful, of course, to your baby, who isn't designed to either, just like you aren't, to take care of these synthetic toxic chemicals. Number five, you'll love this one, suppressing thyroid function and disrupting endocrine function, hormones. Don't we have enough things disrupting endocrine function? Xenoestrogens from pesticides, from plasticizers. It's not enough disruption of our endocrine system. We need to listen, folks, raw organic sugar, raw organic unfiltered honey, stevia, which I grow in my backyard, organic and clean, can be utilized. In fact, that's shown benefit to the pancreas, interestingly enough, and benefit against Lyme disease. That's pretty cool. All right, we got vaccine updates coming up. Big ones next. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're doing our level best to help you see that bright side of life here, despite the news, well, that doesn't like lend itself to brightness. You kind of dull, gray, darkness. You're like, I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to get out from under the covers. Have you ever felt like that? Super Don has. I have. There have been times in my life, certainly, where I was like, I'm not getting out of bed. Now, I don't feel that way today. I didn't feel that way throughout this these discussions on Charlottesville, which we'll go more on that. But if I were a young parent in California right now, a school-aged child, yeah, I might not want to get out of bed. I might not want to let my children out of bed. because it's an absolute allopathic medical monstrosity, a monopoly. And in California, the Democrats of California have completely sold out the parents of California and the kids of California and given them, your kids, given them to Big Pharma. A gift. How nice. Oh, you Democrats are so generous with our children in California. Just turn them on over. We didn't want them. We just had them. You can have them. Yeah, sure. Shoot them up with the toxic poisons. That's okay. It's science, right? Science is your religion. And, of course, it's disaster is an understatement. Now, it's not just happening in California. I mean, there are problems around this issue everywhere because the delivery system goes through medically degreed doctors, right? They have a high degree, but they don't use the sense that God gave them. And they're willing to abandon any semblance of humanity, if there's a positivity to humanity, and sacrificing these children on the church, on the altar of the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. And we've got news about doctors even in Florida, where you still have religious exemption to vaccination. But what if the doctors don't participate with your religious exemption, don't support it? That could mean that they are deluded into believing the dogma of that church, where the denomination they're really heavily into, pediatricians, is called vaccinology.
In some parts of this country, vaccine rates have fallen below the magic number of 90%. Magic number of 90%. Magic number of 90%.
Abracadabra, abracadabra, yo!
I love your herd immunity thing, Super Don. It is just crafty and nice and sweet, yet they're talking about just some horrible abracadabra, y'all. But it is.
Abracadabra.
And these are magicians. These are wizards. This is pharma. It's wizardry. Pediatricians in Florida. Here's the headline out of Jacksonville, Florida, refusing to see unvaccinated kids. Let me just point out that unvaccinated is kind of the wrong way to say it. I would say unpolluted by injection, or less polluted by injection, perhaps. Parents have been going to a pediatrician's clinic in Jacksonville. What's the name of that? It's Dr. Thomas Connolly. He's at the Carithers Pediatric Group. He says, we want every child caught up to the CDC schedule by age of two. If not, take a hike. You can't come to my office. And, of course, parents that have been going to this vaccine group perhaps for years are finding out if they're not caught up to the CDC schedule later in life, like middle school, right? They want you to do more. And then suddenly you're like, one day, you're like, you're not welcome here. You're not caught up. You don't believe in vaccines the way we do. You can't join our group anymore. And for me, that's a good thing. To know that the pediatrician that you rely upon is so stupid. Yes, I said that. That they can't even acknowledge that the CDC's childhood vaccine schedule is based on no science at all. None at all. There have been no placebo-controlled studies, well-designed studies to establish the protocol, much less the schedule, as to when these kids should get the next shot and the next shot and the next shot, or multiple shots at one visit, or catching you up really quick because you were neglectful, and now because the doctor and the doctor's office and the staff said, oh my gosh, you can't come here unless you catch your babies up, your children up. There's no scientific basis for them to catch your child up safely, because safety has never been a factor in determining the childhood vaccine schedule. So everybody, Thomas Connolly, based on his degree, his degree is apparently in dunderheadedness, because he can't conceive that the CDC has lied to him. And that there is actually a whistleblower that said, you know what, the MMR vaccine, in fact, is tied to neurological problems, including autism. So I say, docs, come on out of the vaccine closet and tell everybody that you believe so strongly in vaccines that you will not see any children unless they have been fully vaccinated or are willing to be caught up by your office, so that we can begin to see who are the stupid ones within the medical profession that have bought the lies, hook, line, and sinker, Right? Now, can you make a better choice? Could I be using the word stupid wrong? Perhaps. Maybe it's a little bit of my, what would I say, disgust with people who are entrusted to care for children and protect them, that they're bringing such harm on them. Doctors, you have a responsibility to dig deeper. But no, the parents have had to do that after their children are harmed, are damaged, sometimes killed. And that includes the inclusion of the adolescent years when you're targeting little girls with the HPV shot, claiming it's a shot to prevent cancer. Rainbow Pediatrics, also in Jacksonville, apparently kicking you out if you're not fully vaccinated. And I say again, come on out of the vaccine closet, tell us how you really feel, doctors, so that the people can shame you and point to you and laugh in disgust. That with all of your intelligence, your ability to get through medical school, you haven't figured this out yet. When you do, we will welcome you back with open arms. But right now, you're going to get our ire. I want to know. See, that's me. And this relates to the whole idea of history, too, right? If somebody opens up a business and they say no black people served here, I'd hazard a guess that 99% of the population wouldn't go there. I mean, the white people, too. They'd be so disgusted by that. And it's like, otherwise, it's a seething racist underbelly. Right? So I'm of the opinion that I would like to see it and know it so that I can make better decisions about who I want to interact with. But, of course, we have a lot of subterfuge in this country. We're not very direct about these things, and we've taught the millennials that they can't be direct about these things. And, in fact, if somebody's direct about these things to them, they melt like snowflakes. Not all of them. Grant you, not all of them. Now, we go back to California, and we find that vaccination rates are up. Well, duh, what do you think would happen when you mandated them for school, including private school? How many people could pick up and leave California, and they're forced into it? I've been hearing from you. Yes, you know who you are, saying, what do I do? My child has already had an adverse event to a previous vaccine, and I can't get a doctor to write an exemption because they've eliminated philosophical and religious exemptions. In the LA Times, here's a paper that if you ever needed another paper, you still have the New York Times and the Washington Post to explain to you why you should not be buying or reading these newspapers. Because they're trash. The National Enquirer has more legitimacy than the Los Angeles Times. And from the Times editorial board, vaccination rates are up in California, but pockets of resistance still threaten everyone.
Resistance? Wow.
Yeah, resistance. Pockets of resistance still threaten. See, for me, it's not even the resistance, it's the threaten everyone. Remember, I've been saying that what they're trying to do, and Jeffrey Jackson has talked about this with us as well, they're trying to ostracize and put the fear of you-know-what into everybody who still believes in vaccinations to start making it so that people like us, Super Don, that have woken up and said, you know what, we're not saying you can't do it, but we are not interested for our children because we see it differently. But they're trying to say that we are now a threat. Our children are now a threat to them, completely ignoring the fact that the vast majority of cases of measles, for instance, that are occurring in the United States, when they do happen, are happening because of shedding from the MMR vaccine itself, live virus vaccine. But even if that weren't the case, the fact of the matter is, if you're trying to point or paint us with a scarlet letter to ostracize us and then eventually round us up, we see a lot of group dynamics at play here, of course, based on fear and ignorance. And these doctors are playing their role, but the mainstream media, of which the LA Times is a part of, the medically conflicted pharmaceutical mafia purchased mainstream media, fomenting lies and hatred and fear and hatred of parents who have woken up, probably because one of their children has already been harmed. They were perfectly pro-vaccinating parents and then woke up due to the damage to one of their children. And they are attacking like Jon Stewart was attacking, like Jimmy Kimmel attacked, like they're still playing it up. And even, what was the other guy on HBO did it recently? John Oliver did. Now, there is a little bit of good news here. And this is out of what state did we say this was?
Connecticut.
Connecticut. All right. In the state court, they ruled that the state cannot vaccinate kids in temporary state custody. Right? Because there are issues where the Department of Children's and Families you know, come in and take a child for some reason, and then they go, oh, I wonder if this child is up to date on vaccines. Oh, wait, you mean that family doesn't believe in vaccines? Oh, well, they're in our custody now. We're going to basically say, screw you, parents. They're ours. Temporarily, yes, I know, but they're ours now, and we're going to catch them up, right? And then who do you sue when those kids are injured or killed? There's no liability there. So this ruling at the state level overturned a lower court decision that allowed the DCF to vaccinate two young children in its care. And the lower court ruling was put on hold pending the appeal to the Supreme Court. Now, the family, the parents, they opposed the vaccinations on religious grounds. Now, we're rapidly losing our freedom of religion here. If you think I'm making that up, again, look at California and recognize that they eliminated religious exemption. What does that say? It says that the state government, perhaps the federal government one day too, will run roughshod over the First Amendment and that fundamental starting point of the organic American Republic, which was the search for spiritual religious freedom. And at this point, you can actively say correctly and accurately that the Constitution is no longer in effect in California. Perhaps in West Virginia and Mississippi as well, where there's no religious exemption to vaccination. Is it going to happen in your state? You better stand up and protect your kids and yourself now, not when it's too late. All right, food and millennials next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Somehow he believes, although he has no job, that by his 30s he will be a millionaire. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A. Gotta love millennials. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A.
I'm guessing that whoever did that song, Super Don, is not a millennial because they actually can spell millennial. That's pretty impressive. That's good. No, you know what? I'll give anybody who can spell millennials props because I have trouble with that word, and I don't know if
do
it's
you
like
really?
It's an inner angst, I think, about the generation.
M-I-L-L-E-N-I-A-L. How hard is that to spell?
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-S-S-I.
I guess, yeah.
Right? Well, whatever, dude. I'm just admitting, you know, things that I don't do well, okay? I don't do it all, right? But millennials do deserve some props. We, as you said, we give them a hard time. Not because we don't love them. We do, but we're picky about certain things, the Gen Xers. And yet, on the food front, maybe they're more aligned with us than we previously thought. Wasn't sure, but maybe. Here's an article, a headline, and you can find it in the show notes at robertscadbell.com, including updates and the truth about vaccines. Replaying tomorrow, you can click on the banner, take you right there, sign up, and I think Super Don's got a tiny URL that'll get you there faster. So let folks know about that in just a moment. But America's food industry is getting a makeover. The driver, that's the question mark, millennials. Is this true? And if so, Super Don, which direction are they driving food?
Well, we've gotten a little bit of a sneak peek on this trend because of our very own Captain Morgan. Mm-hmm. But it would appear that they are rejecting the processed food and becoming more aligned and demanding more of the healthy organic food, which is, I mean, gosh, we couldn't ask for more than that, right?
Could they be driving us out of the cellophane wrappers of our yesteryear? No more Twinkies for millennials? Is that possible?
The cellophane wrappers of our yesteryear.
Well, that was our generation.
That's
right?
A great title. Should write a book. That's a good book.
All right, everybody,
title.
If you write a book, just give me some credit. The cellophane wrappers of yesteryear. Could that be the millennials' new headline?
It is.
Right?
It's a trend, and it's a great trend, and it's been a long time coming. And here's another trend I think that you are really going to appreciate.
Uh-huh.
That the there's this, I've never heard of this association, the NGA, the National Gardening Association.
Hey,
They have reported that the number of millennial households growing their own food increased 63% from 2008 to 2013.
Dude. All right, millennials, you're getting back into my good graces here.
Yeah.
I love you. This is great. The food movement. Now, this here's Michael Pollan. Have we interviewed Michael Pollan over the years? I have a faint memory
familiar.
Of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Food movement has been coined a communitarian movement. Now, lest somebody says, oh, my gosh, Robert, you're now a communist. The reality is when you come together in community via free association, by choice, not by coercion, that is a distinct different than a top-down, heavy-handed, you do it or we'll shoot you approach, like in communism, socialism, even fascism to some degree. So in freedom, you can do these things, and they can succeed. And then you can freely say, you know what, I'm departing from this community because it doesn't suit my needs anymore. Or the community can go, hey, you're taking, you're not giving anything, right? But out of freedom, not because you're required. But if you want to participate, you know the rules, in other words. Unfortunately, a lot of folks don't know the rules of how to participate in our American government anymore. That's been a long time that we've lost that. Anyway, all right, so we're giving props to the millennials. Will I have to take a pill after this or something of some kind to recover?
I can't believe that you're doing it. I mean, we give them a hard time, and every generation has their good points and their own faults. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's just because we're just old farts that we're acting like our parents.
We need
did,
to
right?
take more CBD. That's it. And that's a good thing. CBD plus CBDoil.com, 15% off, RSV15. Also, our good friends at Better Way Health, betterwayhealth.com, beta-1-3D glucan. Please say hi, say thanks from the Robert Scott Bell Show to help us all modulate our immune system, keep us strong despite the vaccinating minions of the medical mafia. You know them, pediatricians, with a few exceptions, some of whom, I shall say, we have featured here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Got to get her back on. All right, folks, we got Ty Bollinger waiting in the wings to go outside the box on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.